Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Are you trying to build an audience as a digital coach? Do you want that the people will raise their hands when you sell your digital coaching programs? To sell your expertise, your knowledge or skill in the form of digital coaching program, you need an audience, right? Without an audience, you cannot, there is no one to sell, then how will you sell? Okay, so you need an audience. This audience must trust you or at least get some great value delivered from your side. And this is possible only when you have the right funnel that gives you enough opportunity to nurture these people on a deeper level. Okay, if your funnel is giving you the enough opportunity to build a relationship with your audience, then you will be able to gain their trust, and ultimately you will be able to sell them your digital coaching program and enroll them as a student, as your mentees. So now, what is the importance of this relationship and trust? Okay, why it is important to build the relationship and trust with your audience? Okay, why you cannot sell directly? So the reason is very simple. Let's put yourself in the place of your student. Okay, and I know that you have also gone through the same journey. So let me just share it with my own example. Okay, in the past I have enrolled in hundreds of courses literally, but I didn't completed all of them. In fact, most of the courses that I have bought, so many of them are actually I didn't even open once. Okay, I have just bought them and I have just bookmarked the details, okay, that I will go someday and watch, but I have never watched them. Okay, now why it happened? The reason is very simple, because the person or the coach who had sold the program to me was not able to build the kind of trust which is needed, and because of that I have bought the course. Because of the good marketing, he did some marketing where he has created the scarcity, where the offer was very good. Okay, I just jump in and I bought the course, but I didn't completed the course, and I never thought, and I even after thinking about it again, okay, I have bought that course. I know that I have bought that course, but still I'm not completing, still I'm not going and opening, because maybe that person was not able to build the relationship with me, and because of that I'm not actually completing the course, I'm not actually going through his program. And on the other hand, there are my mentors. I have mentors to whom I am very well connected. Okay, I am opening all of their emails. I am attending all the calls. I am consuming even their free content as well whenever I'm getting their time. So why it's happening? The reason is because that person able to build the relationship with me and gain the trust which is needed. So The point that I'm trying to make here is if you don't have the relationship and the trust with your audience, it ultimately not going to help you in any way in the long run. Okay, maybe you will be able to sell your front-end program in the beginning by using some marketing strategies and tactics, but ultimately, if you will not be able to create the success stories, because the person is not going to be consistent with you, okay? He or she will not be he will not stick with your program for a very long period of time, and because of that, you will not be able to deliver any kind of result, and ultimately, it's not going to help you in any way. Because as a digital coach, your ultimate goal is to create more and more success stories. So, building relationship with your audience and trust with your audience is very important, because this not only converts into sale, but at the same time, it will also help you to build that powerful community, because your mentees, your students will stick with you, will consume your content, and will implement the things, and ultimately they will be able ultimately they will be able to get the results, which is what you need as a coach, because this is the thing which will establish your authority in the market and will help you to stay in the market for a very long period of time. So this is very, very important to build the relationship and trust. And most of the people who start their journey, they don't focus on this one thing. They just start selling upfront without understanding that how important it is to build the relationship with the people, with your audience. So now you know that why it is important to build the relationship, to build the trust with your audience. Now, how to do it? What is the way of doing it? So for that, you need a funnel which will actually help you to achieve this objective. And in my journey from past 4 to 5 years in this space, in digital space, exploring different kind of funnels, and by learning from the top marketeers, coaches, entrepreneurs across the world, I have found that there are three funnels that can help you to achieve these two objectives, this objective of building trust and relationship. So these are the funnels which gives you enough opportunity to deliver value, to engage, and to help your audience so that they will get some value upfront, and they will start trusting you, they will start building some relationship with you. Now let's discuss these three funnels. What are these three funnels? Okay, so before I jump in and tell you these three funnels, I want to tell you that these funnels actually give you the opportunity to build an audience as well. Okay, if you have an existing audience, it's good. These funnels will help you to build the trust and relationship. But if you even don't have an audience, you can use any of these three funnels to build an audience. Okay, so these funnels will help you not only to build trust and relationship, but at the same time, if you are starting from scratch, you can build your audience also by using these funnels. Okay, so this is very important to understand. Now let's just see that what are these three funnels. So the number one, the first funnel that I want to talk about is the webinar funnel. Webinar funnel is one of the most powerful funnel, and it's working from past many years, and it will keep working. And the reason is pretty simple, because the webinar is a kind of seminar, right? In the offline space, you have a seminar, and in digital space, you have a webinar. So it's a very kind, it's a kind of event where the people know that yes, they are coming to learn something. Okay, they are coming to learn something. So it's a place to learn. Okay, webinar, and because of that, what happens is, because it's a format where you actually stay connected with your audience for about 2 or 3 hours. Okay, because when you conduct a webinar, it will be around 2 hours or 3 hours. So you have the enough opportunity to introduce yourself, to tell your story, and also deliver some upfront value to your audience so that they will start building relationship with you. Your story, your introduction, your struggle, whatever you share in that webinar will resonate with your audience, and they will start building some relationship with you. And when you deliver the content, when you deliver some of your like teaching material with them, that will help them to get some result. It will build that trust. Okay, it will help you to build that trust, because then they feel, okay, this person know what he's talking about. Okay, and then when they build the relationship and trust with you, you can sell them. Okay, so it also gives you, so webinar gives you the opportunity to sell. You will sell at the end of the webinar, and in this way you can not only get sales, but the ultimate objective of building trust and relationship is also getting fulfilled. Okay, and what even more interesting about webinar is keep conducting webinars, the free webinars, where you don't actually sell anything, you just deliver content. And if you keep doing this activity, it will build a very, very strong relationship between you and your audience. Okay, very, very strong relationship, because if when you conduct these kind of webinars on a weekly or on a monthly basis, people jump in, people consume content, they ask you questions, you answer their questions, and it's a kind of very interactive environment where you start building and understanding each other. And this is how you build a very strong relationship with the people who are attending your webinars. And ultimately, when you sell them, they will be more than happy to jump in and grab the offer, because they have built a relationship with you. They are consuming your content, they are asking questions to you, you are answering their questions. And this has a huge impact in their mind, and they will definitely want to buy from you when you come up with the offer. So it's a very, very powerful funnel. It gives you the lot of space, lot of opportunity to nurture your audience, build your audience, and sell your stuff. And you can thrive in the digital coaching business if you implement this funnel right. Okay, so this is the first type of funnel that will help you to build an audience. Okay, now let's just talk about the second funnel. So the second funnel is a challenge funnel. Okay, so challenge funnel is a funnel that will help you to build a very strong relationship with your audience. And even with the challenge, you can attract new people into your system very fast, because a challenge in itself is a word which push people, which attract people a lot. Okay, and the challenge, when you run a challenge, have you seen like the people are running 5-day challenge, 7-day challenge, 14-day challenge, these kind of challenges, right? It's going it's very it's a very very I would say a a popular kind of funnel right now in the industry, and many top coaches and influencers are using the challenge funnel. The people like Tony Robbins, Russell Brunson, and many diff people and coaches in different industry are using this particular funnel, challenge funnel. So the reason is because in the challenge funnel, you try to solve a particular problem. Okay, you try to deliver a particular content, a particular result for your audience, and you choose the time frame, 5 day, 7 day, 10 day, 14 day, it could be any number of days you think that is necessary to deliver that result. But most of the popular events going on these days, popular challenge fun challenges going on these days, they are of 5 days. Okay, so at minimum 5 days you have, and in these 5 days what you will do, you will deliver your content on everyday basis, and everyday people jump in. You deliver content, you give them some task, they will complete the task, they will post that task, post the their homework. In this way, you are actually pushing them to take action, perform all the task. When they complete their homework, they feel the sense of achievement, and also you are educating them, so they are also taking the knowledge. So ultimately it is going to be very, very valuable for them, and because not only they are getting the knowledge, not only they are getting the value, but at the same time they are also executing and they are taking some action, and the ultimate goal is to achieve some goal in these particular days. Okay, so it could be 5 days, 7 days, or any number of days that you have decided. So that is why the challenge funnel is a very, very effective funnel, and you can use this funnel as a digital coach to nurture your audience and to sell your coaching programs, your group coaching programs, your one-to-one coaching programs. Okay, you can sell high ticket offers as well, because there is a very strong relationship and a trust that built after a particular challenge. So yes, this is the second type of funnel that I want to that that I just want to share with you. Now let's just see the third type of funnel that you can use as a digital coach. So the third type of funnel is a workshop funnel. Yes, a workshop funnel is also a very interesting funnel, and many marketers, many coaches are use this funnel to build a relationship with the audience, to build the trust, to deliver value. And this funnel also works really well. How it is different from a webinar funnel and a challenge funnel is, a webinar funnel is a funnel where you are like going live for 1 day, and not for 1 day, but you are just going live for 2 hours or 3 hours, and that is for just 1 day. And in that particular time frame, you are delivering value, and maybe you are also selling. In challenge funnel, you are doing it in 5 days, but what you are doing here, you are not doing it for a very long period of time. Okay, every day the challenge a challenge funnel works in such a way that every day you keep the session very short. You keep it maximum 1 hour, and after that you will give them some homework, and the people who are participating in the challenge, they should like complete everything, are watching your video and doing the homework in about 1 to 2 hours. Okay, so it's not going to be very very intensive every day, but the workshop funnel is a funnel where you are actually going to deliver a lot of value, and ultimately you can have a very long sessions as well. You can have, suppose if you are conducting a 3-day workshop, so in this 3-day workshop you can like go every day for about 2 hours, 3 hours, even 4 hours. Okay, so it actually doesn't matter, because it totally depends on that how much value you want to deliver and how much time you want. The ultimate goal is to actually teach people the real stuff and build a very strong relationship with them. You want them that they spend time with you, they do the activities, they learn from you, and when you do this model, in just maybe in a 3-day workshop, generally the workshop go for 3 days. So if you conduct a 3-day workshop, in these 3 days you can build a very very strong relationship, you can deliver a lot of value, and ultimately you can sell your products as your group coaching program, your high ticket offers in the end of the workshop. So this is also a very very strong and a powerful funnel to build your audience, and not only to build your audience, but at the same time to build the trust and the relationship with your audience. Such a strong trust and relationship with your audience that they will be more than happy to buy from you. So these are the three types of funnels that you can use as a digital coach, and you can start selling your coaching programs. So I hope you liked what I have just shared with you. So let's sum up what I have just shared with you. So basically, I have shared with you the importance of building the relationship and trust with your audience, because this is the thing that will help you to stay long term in the market. This is the thing that will help you to actually sell your product and services. And then we have discussed about the three types of funnels that gives you the opportunity to build an audience. Now, the three types of funnels, the first funnel was the webinar funnel, the second funnel was the challenge funnel, and the third funnel was the workshop funnel. So these are the three types of funnels that you anyone you can choose any one of them, you can choose any two of them. It totally depends on you, and you can just start implementing and start using the funnel to attract people, to build audience, to build trust and relationship with them, and to sell your product and services. So I hope you got the value from today's episode, and if you think that this episode was useful, then just subscribe my podcast in Spotify and in whatever platform you are listening, and also share this episode in your social media profile, in your Instagram, in your Facebook, whatever platform you may be, so that I can reach out to more and more people. And also, if you want, you can just simply connect with me on my Instagram. My Instagram handle is @RapRishabJain, that is @RapRishabJain. So you can follow me, you can connect with me, you can DM me, and if you will DM me there, I will definitely going to talk to you, and I will be more than happy to listen your experience, listen what you have learned from today's episode. So or any of my episodes. Okay, so let's just end this episode, and I will see you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. This is your host Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.